future bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rockin' the moment set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearin' the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to the home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in a line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, place rock, banging and fire.
Turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the snap. I'm here to let you know that no hope plays me. I don't do crack cause I'm already crazy. And we don't need no more psycho people. Guns don't kill people, people kill people. Haven't you heard there's a new sheriff in town? But one black chief can't cop us down. We cross on my wife, the nigga ain't for my tribe. Not Tribe Called Quest, the Tribe Called West. Too legit to quit, so tell the cops they can kiss my young black ass cause I'm you're out to get mine. Let it be known to all men that roam the planet Earth that I'm a cunt cause living in the LA, so you gotta be a warrior. Make sure you got a good lawyer. Get caught with a spear that's 15 years. I hit the fence, split my khakis and still they shooting at me. Trying to kill us off like Buffalo. I keep my brownies in my pocket, I can kick it if you lock it. I'm serving, place your order, got the fat, fat quarter. Slaving ain't my style, never was Mr. Fuzz. I don't drink suds, I pour them out for my loved ones. Every day is like every day, I gotta go through this. So you can get the boot and a motherfucking fist. I ain't yelling no hey, so be along your way with your whip. Cause that shit don't work on pimps and hustlers and players and dragon slayers. I got the bomb in my palm, how much? Can't stay in one spot, the heat get too hot. I gotta get another G, cause this one's on E. Deep game, I let loose, not from the window, from the roof. Shoot, nigga, shoot, that's for your eye and your sparrow. Right here on my barrel, just one click away from throwing me a dick away. 7 minutes, my flight's out.
I don't give a fuck, and I love a
turn and go back. I drop my golf at stop the cop. Two foldies, two parolees. Some niggas start staring like they know me. Damn, I only got two shells with me. But this deuce five get busy. Where is he? Hopped on the bandwagon, got his pants sagging. New kid on the block, flock around and get mopped. Now that's the story, the fame and the glory. And tell that to them niggas if they looking for me, where to find me.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and I got the one and only Star Sax with me. We're going to see if we can effort Mr. Blaze Rock. Rich Nix won't be in on this episode, but this is a cool one, you know, Star Sax, because one of the things that, you know, one of the guests that we have, the guest that we have on this episode is a legend in hip-hop, MC8, and this it was recorded a little bit a couple days ago, so I was able to get everything situated with that. And so when I was talking to Star Saxon about this, he said, yo, Jay, we got to try to make this. Scrap everything that you had in terms of the track listing. Scrap everything that I was sending you, Jay. We gotta make this a special themed episode. And I kind of agree with it, especially with the stuff that happened just a day or so ago with Suge Knight. So I thought it was really appropriate and a great idea for us to do that, man. So the 90s, when you think of 90s hip-hop, West Coast gangster rap, and you know, just West Coast hip-hop, what comes to mind for you, man?
Lyrical gangsters, man. A dime a dozen. All them niggas could flow. Most of them niggas was banging. Just fucking golden age of hip-hop for L.A.
Yeah, I agree with that. One of the things, and we just came out of Tupac's Holla If You Hear Me, and then Threat, PDK. Some of you are saying, Threat, I don't know who Threat is. And if you don't know Threat, so you might be able to Google it under Deadly Threat. But Threat, that album, that his Star Saxon put me up on that around the time when it came out. I wasn't too familiar with him. I had heard him, especially he was on the first Alcoholics album, right?
Yeah, on Who the Niggas.
Yeah, so he was on that, and he's done some stuff. He was on Cube's second solo. He was on there.
On Colorblind. He was on Colorblind on Death Certificate, yeah.
Yes, sir. And he was on some stuff with King T. So I guess in retrospect, after I heard him, I said, oh, I've heard of this dude before. But that album is, and we were talking about this the other night, that album is really underrated. It's a really solid album, and DJ Kool held down the production on it. It was a really, really great album. Great album. So when you're talking about West Coast hip hop, so yeah, when you were kind of sending me some tracks, and we could make this one of those two or three part episodes, because some of the people that we left off, we tried to make it real for reasons that are understandable, tried to make it real heavy with some MCA and CMW stuff. But I mean, we could have had QT, we could have had just so many different. It's funny, even on, and when I say this group name, you're probably gonna laugh, we could have had Madcap on there. They weren't gangster, but you know what I'm saying. We could have had Madcap on there. We could have had
Low Profile.
Oh yes.
Yeah, Low man, Profile. WC, man. Fucking DJ Aladdin.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because about a month ago, I was showing my oldest son, I went on YouTube and I said, let me show you what turntable wizardry is all about. And so obviously I went through and found a little bit of DJ Aladdin, some DJ Cash Money, that type of stuff. So yeah, but this is going to be a real cool episode. So without further ado, we're going to get into some joints, and you know, we got to get this perspective of the one and only Star Saxon on some things, but we're going to get into some joints. Above the Law. Before we get into this, I got to get your thoughts on Above the Law and the Murder Rap joint. Above the Law, Murder Rap, we got the Alcoholics, Make Room, CMW, Growing Up in the Hood. Now, when I say Above the Law to you, what are you saying? If, again, for those who don't know, this is kind of that our way of educating some folks a little bit. Google Above the Law. Go check them out on iTunes or wherever you got to find their music, especially their debut album, because it's they this album and then the second album, which was the Black Mafia Life, correct? Now that one,
Black Mafia,
it had, they had, that's when you started to really see the features, because on that album they had the Call It What You Want with Money B, Tupac, and that's all of a sudden when you started to really see a whole lot of features in songs. I want, they weren't the first to do it, but for some reason I think that was the catalyst for a lot of features in hip hop at that time. But Above the Law, Murder Rap, when I say that, what do you think of when I say Above the Law and Murder Rap?
First of all, Cole 187 of them.
Yes,
that motherfucker was sick. And then the other thing was, if you get a chance, all y'all out there, YouTube the Murder Rap video. To this day, it's one of like the top 10 fucking rap videos ever. It's just fucking bananas.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. So we're going to get into Above the Law, Murder Rap, The Alcoholics, Make Room, CMW, Growing Up in the Hood. And then we're going to come back with the first part of a two-part interview with MC8. And also, we listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yo, Cole 187, they trying to give you a murder rap, and you ain't even like that. Yo, sir, these niggas, because they deserve to get this.
When I sit down and write a recite, for the mic I hold, make sure my beats are loud and bold and cold. 187, that is my name, making it simple and plain. Here to rearrange and change the things that I couldn't do in the past. Don't be surprised when you got a shot. Get up your ass, perpetrator. That one was just for you. I'm gonna leave the ENC for Mango without a clue. Clues to my style like a fiend on coke. But if you say the wrong thing, I wash your mouth with soap. So, it's not the answer, no. I'm not a cancer, no. I'm not a hero or zero, but a Leo in stereo. And this is not a demo, chaos and go back. Keep cutting the flex, tempo, back.
Fingerprints ain't nothing without the murder weapon. Keep stepping. Homicide try to sweat, but we let them have it. You can see the fear through their teeth. Treat them like Rolaids and give them some relief.
I feel action. Speaks louder words and verse and adjectives. I live the life to give and give. Not who's first, second, or third. Not he said or she said or what you heard, nerd. Cause when you live like that, your life is mango. In other words, your life is all tangled up. I'm not a sucker. Always go for my power law. That's all I'm from the start. And he will always. Sometimes that's even higher than the others believe. I'm not a doctor, not a poet, I don't have a degree. Not arrogant, egotistical, but the epitome. Dictate, recline, keep suckers in line. Transform to another world as I recite these rhymes. 187, he's as hard as it comes, and I don't have to brag about the size of my gun, son.
As notorious, brothers gotta learn hip hop anger ranges inside themselves. Yo, flee to another position, I contact chaos and the homie G.
187 breaking back, backbone on my group, basket in my posse, and I'm getting loose. Cause I'm taking
taking no crap. Last sucker try to diss me, Cole, you got a snack slap. Cause power's my name, sometimes I'm insane. And if I get too mad, I have to rearrange your position as an MC, that's the way it should be. The way I get over, I use terminology that's comprehensive, redemptive, that's evidently not related to the style that you hear every day. D-boy, destroying and torn and torn, while the other suckers are depressed. I'm enjoying what I'm doing and ruin anyone's hope for my position. Tell them, KMG, they on a mission.
They're on a mission to keep wishing you can't come off. One of these 7-year minutes in your own mind. So take heed and proceed with caution when he rhymes.
With a 9-1, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. growing up in the hood. Yeah, boy, 1984 was the year my peers didn't know what was in store. A little hard hit kick came of age, time to pay my dues, learn the tricks of the trade. And at home, it's the same ass story. Moms treat me like she don't even know me, but my younger brothers got much clout. I can't take this shit, so I bones the hell out and run with the pack of wicked motherfuckers. No shorts are taken, we damn black brothers. A little nigga with no problems at all, fucked up and killed my first eight ball. Quick off the stairs, so little sucker, stop looking. Stagger to the house so I can collect my whooping. But watch out, cause a little nigga's up to no good. Growing up in the hood. I got hard times, and will I escape? Sometimes I wonder, but it just seems that the hood that took me under. Holy sweat my tip and keep harassing, trying to lock me up cause I keep on blasting. Community trying to shut me out, but the money keeps flowing, and I got much clout with the cluckers. The brunt of back street punk suckers trying to break me out, fool. You be a show motherfucker, always strapping, eager to fill a cap. I set up a trap, put you quick to a nap, cause I grew up fast on the wrong side of the law. So watch me take two to your jaw. Don't enter my hood, homeboy. Not a RoboCop, a RoboGangster ready to destroy. I take chances, cause life to me ain't no good. Growing up in the hood. Jail. I'm legit and I'm fucking up shit. I'm ready to peel a sucker's cap. And I heard that my hood was making snaps. As I proceed to make my riches, just like the neighborhood kingpin pimping all these bitches. Task force trying to roll deep, but I'm playing these punk fools cheap. Niggas roll by and tried to blast, it didn't work. I seen a bullet flying and fool, I hit the dirt. Bullet flies through the window, hits my brother, down goes my mother. As I'm rolling, I'm hitting my switches, looking for the punk ass sons of bitches. I found them before I kill them. I said, you fucked up good, gotta handle that. Growing up in the hood. A brother's on the run. I got my hand in my stash box. Wanted cause I'm serving them the potent fat rocks. And my face is like a household name. Everybody warns their kids about the dope gang, but I'm still making my profit, and the one times just can't stop it. So I keep hiding my face, no time to waste. They got me on the chase. Now the neighborhood's on my line, cause I'm punk ass food and drop the dime. 5-0 at my door at 8 o'clock. Rush to the toilet so I can flush the rock out the back door. Freeze, I heard a shout at my show. Yo, I guess I got no clock. But it's murder one and I'm the victim. Damn, that ain't good. Growing up in the hood.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I have the pleasure of linking up with a legend, not just in West Coast hip-hop, but just a legend in the hip-hop in general, the one and only MC8. What's up, man? How you been?
What's cracking with you, fam? Yeah, it's been a minute. What's going down?
I know it has been a minute, man. I want to ask you what's going down, because I know, and you know I got to talk about it, is that Which Way Is West project, but I want to figure out, you know, how that's coming along, when it's going to see the light of day, and just what MC8's been doing to stay busy in the music scene, man.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I've just been maintaining, man, you know, just working and touring. You know, I've been overseas, Japan, Europe, doing that stuff, a lot of guest appearances with a lot of people. You know, I did the cut with Kendrick,
yeah.
So, you know, I was able to bounce around off of that, off the Grammy nomination and stuff. So that kicked up a little dust for me. And then Premier, you know, just kept working with Premier, you know, just trying to keep, you know, building the process of the project. You know, back in the days, I used to just throw together, not saying that the projects was quality, but I used to put together the projects pretty quick because it was just me and Slip doing them. So
yeah,
we would be out in the studio. So basically working with Premier and then working with my man Frank Sinatra, you know, we've had time to just accumulate and sit back and listen to music. And, you know, so we've been working with on the West 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 project for a minute, man. It's like on some R&B type of shit, you know. We just been working, trying to find quality sounds. And, you know, I never used to reach out to a lot of guest appearances, but just having the respect and being down in the industry, you know, gained me the opportunity to work with a lot of people. So, you know, I went back to the drawing board, started calling up some of the people I knew, you know. And so basically the project, man, it just started building up some more fire, some more steam. I was able to get some quality guest appearances on there, so it should be dropping fine. You know, we just finalized the paperwork and all that. Premieres in Japan, but we just got through finalizing the paperwork. So, you know, from what he tells me, we're going to drop early summer. So, you know, cross my fingers. But it's working. We mixing. We like halfway done with the mixing. So it should drop first of the summer.
Okay. Now, one of the things that you mentioned earlier about touring and everything and the momentum that you started to get from appearing on Kendrick Lamar's album. So talk to me a little bit about that, man, because when does your phone start to ring a little bit more? Is it once the project itself started to reach gold status, or was it, I mean, when did you realize, man, I can really start to really build off of this appearance on this artist's album? When did that start to really happen for you?
I mean, you know, I've been getting, you know, shows and everything. You know, Minister Society is still on TV every other weekend or what have you. So just from doing that and dropping a couple of mixtapes, you know, that was picking up steam. And then, you know, once I did the song with Kendrick and it got around, you know, people found out I was on the record. And, you know, we did the little Mad City cut. It just started picking up steam because now, you know, some of the newer crowd, some of the younger crowd, you know, as some of the old hip-hop heads still saw that, you know, I was still around doing shit, you know, because a lot of people, you know, I don't contact with a lot of people. There's very few people that can get in contact with me. I don't know why, but it's just like that, you know what I'm saying? So just having that stepping stone and having that platform, you know, getting down with Kendrick and TDE and Dre and having that platform that, you know, be noticed to let people know that I was still out there doing stuff, you know, just started, you know, with the Twitter and the Facebook and, you know, hitting my management company and all that. So we was able to go to Japan and go to Europe and get a couple of guest appearances and do some shows. You know, we was back to touring like every other weekend, so it was a good thing, you know what I'm saying?
So when I've talked to some artists before, when they talk about the way in which they're received when they go overseas, that it's really like night and day compared to the States, do you find that to be true too?
Oh, definitely. You know, I've been overseas a million times, but it's like the same thing all over again. It's like more excitement, you know, more fans. It's like the first time all over, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to say that they appreciate more than the people at home appreciate our music, you know what I'm saying? Because without the people at home, you know, we wouldn't be where we are. But
yeah,
it's just a different thing, you know, it's a different culture, you know. Especially in Japan, you know, they heavy into the West Coast thing, you know, the low riders and the Raiders and the Dodgers thing and just the neighborhood scene. So when you go to Japan, it's just a whole different feel, you know, from not saying that touring the States, you know, you don't get a lot of fans, because I get a lot of fans when I tour, you know.
Yeah.
Get them old school heads and then the young cats who want to, you know, who want to know what MCA or CM Dub is about, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, going overseas is a total different feel because it seems like it's at the beginning of where hip hop started, or whatever you know, whatever your music is.
Yeah.
It's just that they're more like excited about it, whatever. So, you know, that's the only way I could describe it.
Now, when you go over there, I got to ask, now, do you go, how much do you get into the culture? And this is what I mean. So there, we know that you can find a McDonald's anywhere around the world. Do you eat some of the different type of odd foods and all that, or do you stick to what you know?
I mean, I could say the first time I ever went to, you know, the first time I ever went to Europe was a long time ago. So, you know, I was skeptical. I would only eat the McDonald's and the KFC and that type of shit. But on my third or fourth trip, you know, and then especially with Japan, you know, going to Tokyo,
yeah,
you like, you know, it's some crazy food. You know, it's way different than saying going to the Chinese food place here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a total difference. You know, you walk in a P.F. Chang's or wherever, Panda Express, you know what's happening. But going over there, it's like some real food. You know, some shit like you would only see like going over there. So I was skeptical there too for a minute, but on my second, third trip, you know, I got into the culture, and we only eat they food over there. I think my second or third time, I don't eat the McDonald's or none of that. We eat the real traditional food. So
like,
we try to get into the culture, you know what I'm saying? Drink the beers, drink the sake, eat the foods that they eat, you know. But you got to be careful too, you know what I'm saying? Because our system can't handle a lot of that shit.
I feel you. So you mentioned about being careful. So when you talk about being careful with like music and with producers and whatnot, and I know you mentioned Brink Sinatra a little bit earlier. What kind of chemistry do you have with Brink Sinatra in terms of his sound and really being able to craft a project and music with him?
Man, I mean, I met Brink Sinatra about 4 years ago. And we just started clicking on a couple of mixtape songs, you know, basic shit. But I guess him loving my sound and him being one of those old school producers that I'm used to,
yeah,
you know, a dig in the crates type of cat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just submitting music to Premiere that's what basically made Premiere jump on the project hard, because once he heard, basically his beats made me get a resurgence of concepts and what I wanted to speak about on the microphone. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know 8 Times is Most Wanted. We tell tales of the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's a different time now. And like people say, you know, it's a lot, you know, everybody's seen drive-bys and drug sales and all that type of crap. So basically you have to try to fit that shit into the new what's going on today. And then because it's a lot of young cats, but then it's old cats who still listen to music too. So you got to please them. So you just got to be well-rounded. And I think with his music and the type of music he brought to the table, just made me get a fresh energy of writing songs that, you know, was critical for this time, especially with trying to represent the West Coast, to see, you know, that our flavor was kind of deteriorating and we was doing what everybody else was doing. So, I mean, when Pete heard he was hearing the demos and the songs we were submitting, I mean, he never told me like, oh, you know, this cat, we can maybe use one song or two songs. From his words, and he best described it as, y'all two got a perfect combination and y'all mesh so good together, because Blake, no, I don't never have to tell him, hey, you know, I didn't like that or whatever. You know, he sends me a briefcase full of beats, and out of the whole briefcase, shit, I can use every one.
Yeah.
I mean, since we've been working, he sent me over maybe 100 tracks, and we done did maybe 60 songs. And then that was another thing, too, why we couldn't narrow the record down, because every weekend I was doing 3 and 4 new songs, and I'd submit them. So then Premiere be like, okay, you got 15 now. Now you got 20. Now you got 25. Now you got 30. So it was hard to nail them down. Yeah. And then I didn't have any guest appearances. So then once I reached out to all my guest appearances and then we added them, it was hard to nail down the project, you know, because Brinker send me beats every weekend and I do songs to him and send him the premiere and he'd be like, okay, we need to stop doing songs because we ain't gonna never narrow the record down. So I finally pulled the plug after doing my last record. And then, so now we just mixing, but you know, I think the flavor will be there to where everybody will be like on some of that 93, 94 good type of West Coast hip hop music, you know, not all depicting the corner and drug sales, but you know, we still in the struggle. So you still got to speak on that a little bit, but I just wanted to make music to where it was some feel good West Coast shit. You know, not to just depict gang banging and colors and shoot them up, but you know, that's what we know for. So I want to take them a little left a little bit, but the music is there. I'm telling you, when you hear the record, you're going to be satisfied.
Where you from, nigga? Fuck who you know. Where you from, my nigga? Where your grandma stay, huh, my nigga? This mad city I run, my nigga.
Brace yourself, I take you on a trip down memory lane. This is not a rapper, I'm slinking crack or moon cocaine. This is cul-de-sac and plenty cognac and major pain. Not the drill sergeant, but the stress that weighing on your brain. It was me, El Boogie, Yang Yang, YG Lucky, ride down Rosecrans, it got ugly, waving your hand out the window, check yourself. Warriors and Conans, hope euphoria can slow dance with society. The driver seat, the first one to get killed. Seen a light-skinned nigga with his brains blown out at the same burger stand with same gout. Now this is not a tape recorder saying that he did it, but ever since that day I was looking at him different. That was back when I was 9. Joey packed a 9, pack a stand on every porch is fine. We adapt to crime, pack a van with 4 guns at a time. With the sliding door, fuck it's up, fuck you shooting for. If you ain't walking up, you fucking punk. Picking up the fucking pump, picking off you sucker, sucker dick or die a sucker punch. A wall of bullets coming from AKs, ARs, AR, duck. That's what mama said when we was eating that free lunch. Oh man, goddamn, all hell broke loose. You killed my cousin back in 94, fuck your truce. Now crawl your head in that noose, you wind up dead on the news. Ain't no peace treaty, just peace and BG's up to pre-approved. Bodies on top of bodies, IVs on top of IVs. Obviously the coroner between the sheets like the Ozzy's. When you hop on that trolley, make sure your color's correct. Make sure your corporate or they'll be calling your mother collect. They say the governor collect all of our taxes except when we in traffic and tragic happens, that shit ain't no threat. You moving backwards if you suggest that you sleep with a tech. Go buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City.
Bend down, where you from, nigga? Fuck who you know, where you from, my nigga? Where your grandma stay, huh, my nigga? This mad city I run, my nigga.
If I rules and grips all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear
yak, yak, yak.
Wake your punk ass up. It ain't nothing but a Compton thing. Chill. Real simple and plain. Let me teach you some lessons about the street. Hood. Ain't nothing but a Compton thing. Chill. How we do?
Fresh out of school, cause I was a high school grad. Sleeping in the living room on my mama's pad. Reality struck, I seen a white car crash. Hit the light pole, two niggas hopped out on foot and dashed. My pop said I needed a job, I thought I believed him. Security guard for a month and ended up leaving. In fact, I got fired cause I was inspired by all of my friends to stage a robbery the third Saturday I clocked in. Projects tow up, gang signs get thrown up. Cocaine laced in marijuana. And they wonder why I really smoke now. Imagine if your first blunt had you foaming at the mouth. I was straight tweaking the next weekend, we broke even. I made a legion that made a promise to see you bleeding. You know the reasons, but still I never know my life. Kendrick, aka Compton's human sacrifice.
Yeah. Cocaine, weed. Niggas been mixing shit since the 80s, low. Sharm steaks, buck nakeds. Yeah, make a nigga flip. Cluck heads all up and down the block and shit. One time's crooked as shit. Block a nigga in. A Laundry, Rosecrans, bullets, Sky. I'm still in the hood, no, yeah, that's cool, yeah. The hood took me under, so I follow the rules. Yeah, that's like me. I grew up in the hood where they bang, and niggas that rep colors is doing the same thing. Pass it to the left so I can smoke on me. A couple drive-bys in the hood lately, yeah. Couple of IPs with the fucking spray can. Shots in the crowd, then everybody ran. Hood been a slave, the street life I crave. Shots at the enemy, harsh turn brave. Mount up, regulators in the whip. Down the boulevard with the pistol grip, yeah. Trip. We in the hood still, so low grab strap, cause G is so real, yeah. Deal with the outcome, a strap in the hand, and a burn 10 grand's where motherfuckers stand.
If I told you I killed a nigga at 16, would you believe me? Or see me to be innocent Kendrick, you seen in the street with a basketball and some now latest to eat? If I'm mashing all of my skeletons, would you jump in the sea? Would you say my intelligence now is great relief? And it's safe to say that our next generation maybe can sleep with dreams of being a lawyer, doctor, instead of boy with a chopper that hold the quarters like hostage. Kill them all if they gossip, the children of the corn. They vandalize and the option of living a lie. Drive their body with toxins, constantly drinking and drive. Hit the powder, then watch this flame that arrive in his eye. Listen, count with the concept, it's aiming, they bang in the slide. Out that bitch with deposit, a price on his head. The tots probably go to the projects. I live inside the belly of the rough. Compton, USA, made me an angel and angel dust. What?
Damn. She won't complain about shit, but she's my hoe. She don't belong to a trick, so when you fuck her and give her all your cash, I get paid. I'll put my foot in her ass, I won't marry the bitch and give her half, I get more head. And then I laugh at that one bitch shit. I got a gang of hoes, I get freaked as with this balls and toes.
Now stupid little bitches get tossed if they don't realize I'm the motherfucking boss. Come on down and get your ass pinched. And if you talk shit, get your ass lynched. Cause I'm the B, the I, the T, the C, the H, the K, the I, the L, the A. Ice Cube, a nigga that's bigger than a nut. Cause a bitch is a bitch, is a hoe, is a slut.
You say, how can I call a woman a bitch? It ain't nothing but a word like shit. Ain't no slipping in my motherfucking pimping. And all bitches ain't women.
Yo.
You come home and get smooth cussed out. You got a bitch with a foul ass mouth. Scared to check her with a left hook. Use a bitch in my book. Bitch.
My nigga Jinx made the mix. So punk ass motherfucking bitches get that 86. I keep hoes on fire.
Yeah, bitch.
Cause I'm fucking more pussy than a law line. With my boy Too Show.
Yeah.
See, he quick to grab a bitch by the throat and slam her ass, cram her ass with a fat dick, cause she's a trick bitch.
I like fat bitches, and I like them slim. I take a fat bitch and stick my dick right in her big fat ass. She'll make me come again.
Yo.
I'm Mac Daddy, bitch. Fuck a friend. I saw your homegirl. She said, what's up with us? I said, nothing. Fucked her on a tour bus. She got it good, too. Dick down on the floor. The bitch was fine, but the pussy ain't good as yours.
Well, she's a straggler, a struggler, straight salami smuggler. Every time I see the bitch, she's looking uglier. And if you got a trick ass on your left, sitting there with dick on her breath. Last night, she sucked my dick. Now she's kissing little man. Won't he suck my dick unless cut out the middle man? And if you haven't heard of me, you's a bitch. It ain't but a word to me.
I'll stop calling you bitch.
Fuck all these hoes, man, you know?
Yamp ass, bitch ass, tramp ass, slutty ass hoes.
I'll stop calling you bitch.
I go hard on a bitch. Fuck respectable men. I get my way with a bitch when I act like a pimp. Always carrying bank, but I fooled the bitch. Cause all she ever got was to drool on my dick. Ice Cube will slap a hoe for the fuck of me. Just like me, and that's some real shit. Bitch got bold with her loud ass mouth. Tough ass bitch got knocked out. You know a bitch ain't nothing but a word to me. Some of you punks are just scared to see. If you could call that bitch a bitch, you would. And if you can't, you probably should. I'm spitting game to you, mark ass lames, on how to get a bitch and treat the bitch like shit. Can't buy love. All pimps know that. It's all about the way old short dog Max. Don't hold a bitch hand and walk side by side. Go first class. Every time you fly, should go Greyhound and just meet you there. I'm just an ice cold hard ass Oakland player. You wanna tongue kiss bitch? It figures. I introduce you to my homeboy Richard, also known by his nickname Dick.
dick.
Now let's tongue kiss,
I
bitch.
I like big butts, so let it be known to the public. I bust a rapper too, and the bitches love it. I'm only out for one thing, so hate me. I ain't the one, so don't try to fake me. I don't wear too much gold, cause it's tacky. I bust a Raider hat, t-shirt, and khakis. See a lot of hoes in freaky clothes every day. So I talk to them any old kind of way. See a bitch need a nigga to coach him. So I grab my dick and smoothly approach him. I say hi in a friendly kind of pitch. If they ignore me, then I say, yo, freak bitch. Give up the number, hearty. We'll have a slumber party. See, I'll fuck you to death and then I'll dump the body. Cause I'm a nigga that's bigger than a cool boy gang. And when it comes to bitches, I'm only out for one thing. Yo, a bitch ain't nothing but a word to me, show.
Bitch.
Hit the hoe, hit the track, slut, yeah. And go get them food stamps. Yeah, we got JD in the house, Lynch Ma. Motherfucking two show with the Oakland Players in the house. Yeah, yeah. Teddy Ted, we got one more. Yo, we got Randy in the house. We got the twins. We got DJ Pooh. We got Stretch. We got, what's your name, Jake?
Kiki.
Kiki in the motherfucking house.
Compton psycho, Compton, Compton, punk, we stomp it. CMW shutting them down, so start ducking. Nowhere to run, so you know who's fucking who.
Sometimes you spending time with your son and you say, all right, Jay, I'll hit you back. Let's try to do this. And I appreciate that and I can respect that. Talk about, you know, your son. I know he plays basketball and football. Does he know the place that his father holds in the lexicon of hip hop and everything? And what position does he play in football, man?
I mean, my son, he's about to turn 11. You know, that's one of the things that I tried to stress on the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years with just not taking a break with hip-hop. You know, because I toured and I did songs, you know, I built a studio at home, whatnot. But, you know, I had two daughters and I never got to spend a lot of time with them because back in the straight checking them, you can just drive by, we come strap days, man, I was on the go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, okay, I'ma take 3-4 months off to watch my daughter's cheerlead and then blah blah blah. I'm like on the road every day.
Yeah.
For like 3-4 years. You know, every weekend we was out of town or, you know, so when I had my son, not that I, you know, to want to do, I just want to do better with trying to parent or whatever. So I took the time out and started coaching football and going to school to learn, you know, plays and break down defense just so I could spend time with him. And as he grew up, you know, he got to go to the studios with me and he got to go places with me and he would see like, oh wow, you know, why they ask for your autograph and why they taking pictures with you and whatever, whatever. Because he grew up in, you know, he didn't grow up how I grew up.
Right.
You know, he's living, you know, 100 miles from 80 miles from the city. So he don't get to see none of that. You know, it's amazing when he go to Compton and Long Beach and he get to see, you know, the people I used to hang with or associate with, and they gang banging and in low riders and, you know, guns on the seat and shit like that. And he's amazed, like, wow, this shit just ain't in movies.
Yeah. Right.
So, but he understands that that's where I came from, how I grew up. And then, you know, he saw Menace to Society, and he's done seen videos, and he see fans wanting to take pictures. So he understands the place that I come from. But then I try to tell him, you know, don't take advantage of that situation, because, you know, I don't want you to think that just because I did that and because I do that, that your life is just going to be this easy task, you know.
Yeah.
Perfect example, he lost his basketball. He left his basketball at the park, you know, and I'm this real stickler on responsibility. Because a lot of kids now, you see them, they got phones, they got, you know, this and that and all kind of stuff. But then I'm not one that's just going to go run out and buy my son a $1,000 phone because I got the money to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a real thing about responsibility. If you can't keep up with a football, how you gonna keep up with a phone? So he left his basketball at the park. We going to practice. I'm like, where's your basketball? It's in your trunk. He just assumed it was in my trunk. It's not in my trunk. He assumed it's in his mom's car, or I left it in her car. It ain't in there. So when he can't find it, first thing he tell me, okay, well, let's just go to the Sports Authority. I'm like, for what? He like to give me a new basketball. I'm like, oh, no, it don't go down like that, kid. It don't work like that.
Yeah.
But that's the privilege he think he get, because, oh, Dad, you got the bread. You go buy me another $20 basketball. Yeah, that's true, but I'm not going to do that. I got to teach you responsibility. So that's one of the things I'm trying to teach him, and I be around. I try to participate. He's been playing football for this will be his 6th year playing football. He's only played basketball for 2 seasons. You know, he didn't want to play at first because he's one of those kids that if I don't think I can do it, I'm not gonna try it. But I had to teach him that too. You never know if you don't try. You know, you never say you can't do something. So he tried it. He tried out. He got drafted to a team. He loved it. You know what I'm saying? But his main thing is football. He's been playing football for 6 years. You know, he's done went from a fullback to a defensive end to a linebacker to a tight end. So now he's playing quarterback this year. And he's doing all the work. I mean, he goes to every time you call me, he's on his way to a camp. I got in private sessions with a quarterback coach from Fresno State. He goes on Saturdays to work out with this athletic little program called Winter Circle Athletics. So, you know, he's doing a lot, man. I mean, for a 10-year-old, he practices 4 days out of the week. You know. So, but, you know, that's another thing I'm on. You know, to keep him off the video games and keep him off, you know, because a lot of kids don't get the opportunities, and I want to provide an opportunity for him, you know what I'm saying, on some real talk. So that's one of my things. If I provide him with the opportunity, then there should be no reason why he doesn't succeed, you know, because I didn't have, you know, I might have played football once or twice when I grew up as a kid because it was a struggle for my mom as far as money-wise, and my father wasn't around, you know. So that's what we went through as growing up as single, you know, parents living in Compton, gang-banging. We didn't get to enjoy a lot of things. So that was one of my, you know, one of my many things I said I was going to be able to do for they wanted to cheerlead or play football or baseball. You know, he's done it all. He's played baseball a year, basketball, football. He even wanted to try lacrosse last year. So I provide him with them opportunities. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. So we sitting here with MC8 on Microphone Masters Radio Show. So before I let you get back to doing what you're doing, man, so how can people stay in touch with MC8, whether you're coming to their town, whether they want to maybe verse from you, whether they just want to know what's on your mind? How can they stay in touch with you?
Man, y'all can hit me up on Instagram at 808, that's E-I-H-T, the number 0, and then E-I-H-T. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, same title. On Facebook, I'm at 8 Compton, one word. And for all cats who know me or listening who know me, I respond to all my fans, whether I get 1,000 hits a day, I try to go through all of them. And if it's a significant worthy response, now I can't respond to everybody, but if it's a significant, somebody want to do some work or book a show or something like that, I'm on it. And it's not nobody handling my page. It's not like a manager. I do all my shit on my own. As you can see, you know, anytime you call me, you ain't got to go through nobody. I deal with people direct, because that's the way I feel being in this industry so long. You know everybody, you know cats that real and humble. So that's my main thing, is just to stay connected with the real people. So you ain't got to go through no managers, ain't no bodyguards, ain't no security. It's just me and the homie, and I keep it real and down to earth. And if it's something real and significant and you want to do business, I'm in effect.
That's what's up, man. I got to get you back, because this conversation can go on for hours, because we can go about...
Oh, yeah, we can chop it up for hours. You know, we got to... Once I get the record all mastered and finished, you know, we get something cracking or a little listening or something, you know, we're going to make it happen. But the album for the fan, the album is definitely coming this year. I've been saying that for the last year or two, that the record was coming. But, you know, if anybody knows my man DJ Premier, he's a real general when it comes to work and craft and the perfect sound. So we got the perfect sound down right now. The album is mixed, man. We got guest appearances at the A-hole. It's going to be, it's cracking. I'm telling you, it's going to be lovely.
That's what's up. MCA, we're going to get into a couple joints from the one and only MCA as well. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on Dub.
The Psycho is back. This is it for the 9 Dukes. Yeah. And check this out. My nigga Scarface is in the motherfucking ass.
We're walking down the block with a pocket full of rocks.
What up, man? And we about to drop some gangster shit.
Word up.
I guess it's true what they say. When you're too far gone, ain't no turning back. And coming from the Compton Mac, that's a fucking fact. Living in the city where bitches won't give up the pokey for free, so a nigga don't. So here's my story, another story about a nigga who lives his life by the fucking trigger. Gotta get my cell phone, nigga. You don't hear me though. They whoop the hood, my blast on. I hit the items and get pumped up. Now I'm rolling in the car, kinda slumped up. I pop the glove box, then I reach the block. Then I plug your ass in the chest with the Glock. And that's how the shits get done. I guess I'm a motherfucking nigga on the run. But I won't let them take me alive, so I don't sleep. Cause yeah, I'm in too deep.
In too deep. No turning back. Cock up your motherfucking game.
Mr. Scarface for the 9 Deuce. Niggas packing 9. Fuck you, bitch. I pack a 9-2. Millimeter Ruger for you hoes who try to flex nuts. You pour your shit, I pour my shit. Come, nigga, now let's check nuts. Born a hustler, raised a hustler, never gonna stop. Drake, fuck a hustler, motherfucker, boy, you better die, bitch. Buy myself a buster, had the boy from me in OC. Fucked him out his money, worked my way up to a whole key. Now he's got some niggas trying to ball face. Time to go to work, need some back, better call late. Call my nigga up, kick the fundamentals. 2-way ticket, 3 o'clock, continental. 8 rolled in with the motherfucking task force. Bump them hoes off, drop them off at the airport. Niggas don't never fuck with me, cause I'm a nigga who plays the game for keeps. Drop you on your ass with the quickness, cause I'm in too deep.
In the motherfucking house.
Now they got us on the run, but we tired of running. Got the Glocks all cocked, let the phones keep coming. Scarface got the motherfucking pump under the seat, so niggas better duck or your ass is fucked.
Yeah, the madman with nothing to lose. So you better bring a strap or catch the blues. And or get served like a damn clucker, sucker, or in the end be a soap motherfucker. Not a one times it's all on my back and hurt the Asian Scarface, peeled the cap and they wanna gaffle us up, but it's a shame. Can't fake the best from Compton and the Midwest. So watch your back when the niggas step, cause the scene is what's left is your whole family's death. And fool don't sleep, cause sorry motherfucker, we in too deep. Yeah. In your shit for the nine dips. MCA in the motherfucking house with my nigga Scarface and shit. DJ Slip in the motherfucking house. And we killing this shit off. Yeah. Off suckers, it's me. You stupid trying to take me for some punk MC. I'm here to tax dollars, rap's not cheap. Compton's most wanted punk, rolling for deep. Gats that I'm packing, sucker better quit. In fact, I'm slapping dumb girls cause my rhymes don't hit. Punk on the smooth tip, kicking at butt. Had too much Saint Ida, started throwing it up. Super lyricist, yeah, cold in fact. I'm spraying all your faggot fake MC jacks. Boy, I smack and rack and pack and stack and smash all the suck MCs in the wall like attack. So chill, chill. What's up? Tell these punk fools that they ran out of luck.
Hey, yo, hey,
what's up?
Boy, I think you're sad enough.
Till I ain't say shit, until I call a punk's bluff. Put you on the punishment, hate is like your father. Want a big sucker, don't bother. Last place MCs, think you can have a list?
1, 2, 3.
Drop the smooth through the canvas. It's time to start punking. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got the picture. I can miss the spring.
Boy, hold up, the chills on the stage. CMW's like a Hub City Army Brigade. Get no slack to no black on no punk new jack. Get racked like that because your rhymes are whack. So hit me with your best shot and boy, you see how the chill and the eight drop punkin' scenes. But credit's never due to your suckers that's faking it. Call it a jack, but yo, I'm just taking it. Your money, your gold, your fortune, and your fame. So hang it up because you got no game. To this letter, I'm getting better. You're talking trash, punk, just shut up. Leave it to the chill, yeah, I take care of business.
That's bet, cause 8 is the witness.
A super hype, mellow Compton, cold shit and lyricist. Like a scary movie, suckers playing fearness. In fact, you're a boat caught in thick ass fog. But this my damn posse, yo, I'm dropping the dogs. To this chill, as the chill explains. And when it comes to getting over, I know all the game. So suckers don't job me like a backstreet junkie. The CMW's cold running,
rhymes too bump.
CMW's at you, man.
Yeah.
Keep on playing that shit, man. I like that shit, man. Woman, cancel that 911 call. They ain't coming anywhere.
Motherfucking house. Last year we came with the one time gal for the muck, you know what I'm saying? Now the whole motherfucking world know.
Check this out.
They still gap this young black nigga. So why in the fuck should I sleep when they creep as I roll through the streets? I see another rated housing. That's why the 8'll be out in 5,000. And the fools won't give a chance to explain. If you're from Compton, you either sell dope or gangbang. Yo, these fools on my dick still tryna jack me. I guess because I sport a hat and they khakis. And if my car zone hit, then I'm a roller. Bust a you, hit the sirens and pull me over. Run a make on my place, fool, they legit. Another day for this punk ass bullshit. I was lucky I threw the blunt in my sock. The first thing they say, who's got the gat, who's got the rocks? I say, please, officer, I'm a rap singer. Boy, you from Compton, you gots to be a banger.
What's your hood? What's your set? Throw up your gang sign. I take my hands off the hood and say I ain't got time. He says park it, food times is wasted. I say fuck you, black leather gloves slap my face. Then I was pissed, it was rough, my hands was cut. If I told him to stink, they throw my ass in the clink. So it was back to the curb and I sat all that time. Fools didn't even find my strap. But every day it's the same shit happening. Yo, watch your back one time, still grappling, yeah. Can't take no more of this one time shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to peel a motherfucker's cap, you know what I'm saying? Check this out. Off to the kick, get spot to make an end. Early in the morning so my day can begin. I seen a fool that tried to double cross me. I beat the punk down smooth cause I'm the boss. Eat. Two niggas rolling in hats inside a Cadillac. We start to blaze up the motherfucking 20 sack. We roll the windows up to get a contact. One time seen the smoke, they pull a smooth jack. On top of that, I was bumping big noise. It was the fucking CHP boys. I didn't like them punk fools one bit. Cause they be popping that KKK shit. So I kicked back and played with the routine. And told the Grand Dragon I was 17. Tell the police the truth, how the fuck that sound? Cause if I tell them the truth, then I'll be counting down. So I played with the routine karma. Why he say, hand over the marijuana. I said, officer, you must be joking. That was a cigarette I was smoking. So I sat with my butt to the ground and kept on thinking, would the fool beat me down? They didn't find the gap, it was a miracle. But they still told my motherfucking vehicle. I might as well have packed a strap and get rid of all these one time scattering. Yeah, I like to send this out to all the motherfucking homies that be getting their asses kicked by the one times, you know what I'm saying? And all my motherfucking homeboys that's in jail locked up over all this punk ass shit. The one times be gapping, you know what I'm saying? But they can't keep a brother like the MCA, damn. Me and my DJ Mighty is like our 5,000.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Now, you came out of the two parts of that MC8 interview, and 8 is a real cool dude, real down to earth guy, and I want to bring him back on. And when it comes closer to the release of Which Way Is West, he said he'd jump back on because we can go through. And Star Saxon was sending me texts about stuff to talk to him about, and I mean we could do a whole episode just on that dude. I'm sure he has stories that he could tell us and all that stuff about, you know, stuff back in the day and just all the things that I'm sure we want to know about some of the artists that we grew up listening to and just wondering what was going on behind the scenes. But speaking of behind the scenes, you know, there was a little situation that happened the other day with Suge Knight. I want to get the Star Saxon, and we got Blaze Rock with us. I want to get the opinion of these gentlemen here. Suge Knight, my wife, when she found out about what she was going through just this morning, she said, oh, Suge Knight finally killed somebody, huh? So I want to know what your response is, and kind of get your behind the scenes thoughts on stuff, and I'll let you know, Blaze Rock go first. What's up with him, man?
No, I kind of feel like Mika, dude. I feel like, you know, finally, it's funny because when I woke up and I saw the info about it or whatever early in the morning, and so I thought it was funny because I didn't go, oh snap, what happened? I was just like, oh, motherfucking dude. Like, because he's a jackass, bro. Like, I mean, again, one of those situations where the dude, where you have somebody who has all kinds of opportunities for the season, and they just can't get out of being an idiot, you know?
Right. Yeah, so, Star, I know you, when we talked yesterday for a couple minutes, you were giving me an interesting perspective on some stuff that you had heard or read or came across, so I want to get your perspective on it, man.
Yeah, I I mean, I was like, yo, I got the news, and then I was like, man, this nigga fucking killed somebody. And then I sat back and thought, I was like, is this the first nigga he's killed? After all that shit he did, is this the first one they gonna get him on? Fucking running somebody over and fleeing the scene? Like, damn. But, you know, when the reports came out, it was like, yo, they were filming some shit for the NWA movie, and he rolled up there, I guess. Obviously, this nigga's always beefing with Dre. Somebody got in his face, and they were just like, yo, nigga, you ain't even fucking welcome here. And then he just put that shit in reverse, ran over one of the homies he came up there with, put that shit in drive, ran over one of the niggas he was beefing with, put that shit in reverse, and just straight ran the homie over. And I'm like, damn. And I guess he's saying that somebody told him to come up to the fucking set to, like, squash some beef for Dre, but, I mean, looking back on it, it's like, you know Dre ain't gonna say no shit like that, dude. Why is he even tripping on shit? This nigga's worth, like, $2 billion.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But
anything about squashing old beef with fucking Suge Knight. Suge Knight is meaningless, bro, when it comes down to it. My dude Dre is out there. My dude Dre is out there looking at the plans for the spaceship at Cupertino with Apple and shit. Dre don't give a fuck about Suge Knight, bro.
Right, right.
Not at all, man. And then the
Suge Knight is a footnote.
Dude, Suge was driving a fucking Ford F-150 Raptor, man. Them motherfuckers is huge.
Yeah, bro.
his boy didn't stand a chance.
hey, Blaze. Before we got you, man, we were talking a little bit earlier about 90s hip hop, because you know this episode kind of has that theme with some 90s West Coast hip hop. Since we had 8 on the show, and I wanted to get your thought on when you think of 90s West Coast hip hop. Gangster rap or whatever. What comes to your mind when you think about that?
90s West Coast hip hop. Honestly, this is gonna sound foul, and this is probably not the direction you were going with the question.
Nah, I want your honesty.
Okay, I honestly think of fake ass fucking gangster rap acting ass motherfuckers at school. Dude. When I was cracking. When I was in school, it was like every motherfucker who 5 minutes before that was like, you know, a doting little nerdy citizen and shit. All of a sudden, they was, "Sup, cuz? Fuck you gonna do, my nigga?" You're like, "Whoa, wait, bro. Huh?" Yeah, so I that's the only thing I ever think about when I think about, you know, gangster rap in the 90s, was everybody just heard it and they just did a 360 about what they were, a complete about faith, and they were like, "Yo, I'm thugging, always on thugging," you know, and yeah. Oh, snap, this stuff blowing up.
Yeah, that's wild, man. That's like straight different than my experience. Like, I fucking grew up in the fucking heat, man. I was up in Venice in the early 80s. We won't even go talk about Shoreline Crips putting in their work there. Then I fucking moved to Gage and Western. Went to Bud Long Avenue Elementary School, and them niggas was bleeding hard over there in like 84, 85, 86. Then I went to Horace Mann Middle School off of like Florence and fucking, like, what was it, Florence and Western. Them niggas was tripping over there too. That shit was very real to me, dude. Like, niggas was getting blasted. Niggas was getting jacked on the way home at Knife Point. That shit was really real to me. So I could see how somebody wasn't like, or if you just weren't literally right there and cats just consuming that shit on cassette, would just like flip. Cause, I mean, on TV, it makes that shit look hella like proper and mad glorified.
Glamorous.
That shit was mad real when I was there. I personally got jacked twice at Knife Point and had a nigga get stabbed in the ice pick and bleed out on my fucking porch when I was in like 88. Some junkies fighting over fucking rock.
All right, fellas, so we're going to get into a couple joints real quick. We're going to get into 8-Ball NWA. It's a classic. And then we got Ice Cube Steady Mobbin'. I remember that Death Certificate album. And then we got Ice-T Bitches 2, classic album off of the original Gangsta, OG original Gangsta. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show. So NWA, Ice Cube, Ice-T, Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Like the beat funky, nickname Eazy-E, yo, 8-Ball Junkie. Bass drum. come kicking and show my shit. Rapping, holding my dick, boy. I don't quit. Crowd rocking, motherfucker from around the way. I got a six shooter, yo, mean I'm brave. Rolling through the hood to find the boys to kick dust and cuss, crank up some noise. Police on my draws, I have to pause. 40 ounce in my lap and it's freezing my balls. I hook the right turn and let the boys go past. Then I say to myself, they can kiss my ass. Hit to get drunk, got the 8 in my lips. Put in the old tape, Marvin Gaye's greatest hits. Turn the shit up, had the bass cold rumping. Cruising through the east side, south of Compton. See a big ass, then I say word. I took a look at the face and the bitch was to the curb. Hold on my tip for the title I'm holding. Easy E's fucked up and got the 8 ball rolling.
I was
raised in L.A.
I was
cruising down the street in my six car.
Posse.
Riding on sloths, looking for Chris, y'all. Turned down the sound to ditch the law. Stopped at a light and had a fit, cause a Mexican almost wrecked my shit. Flipped his ass off, put it to the floor. Bottle was empty, so I went to the store. Nigga on tilt, cause I was drunk. See a sissy ass punk, had to go in my trunk. Reached inside, cause it's like that. Came back out with a silver gat. Fired at the punk and it was all because I had to show the nigga what time it was. Put up the jammy and like a mirage. A sissy like that got out of dodge. Sucker on me, cause the title I'm holding. Easy E's fucked up and got the 8 ball rolling.
Fuck it up, yo.
Madman, yes I do. Fuck the police and a 502. Stepped in the party, I was drunk as hell. Three bitches already said,
Eric, your breath smell.
40 ounce in hand, that's what I got.
Yo man, you see Easy Earlin in the parking lot.
Stepped on your foot, cold dish your hoe. Asked her to dance and she said,
hell no.
Called her a bitch, cause that's
bitch,
the rule.
Who you calling a bitch?
Boys in the hood trying to keep me cool. You tell my homeboy you wanna kick my butt. I walked in your face and we get up. I start dropping the dogs and watch you fold. Just dumb, full of cum, got numb, got cold.
Made you look sick, your snotty nose prick. Now your fly bitch is all over his dick.
Punk got dropped cause the title I'm holding. Easy E's fucked up and got the 8 ball rolling. To roll call. Easy E's in the place, I got money and juice. Rendezvous with me and we make the deuce. Dre makes the beat so goddamn funky. Do the OA, fuck the brass monkey. Ice Cube writes the rhymes that I say. Hail to the niggas from CIA. Crazy D is down and in effect. We make hardcore jams, so fuck respect. Make a toast, puppy punk, to the title I'm holding. Easy E's fucked up and got the 8 ball rolling.
Cause I'm
bitches make for happy fans. I'm making my duty to cuss them out cause I just don't trust them. And if you tell on me, I'm bombing on Betty. Bitch should've known I was steady mom. Get in, bitch, cause I had to jam more. And I don't wanna hear shit about a tampon. Give me the nappy and make me happy. The hoe said, Pappy, could you slap me on the ass, hard and fast? And could you please try not to leave a gash? I said, yeah, but I don't play sex without putting on the latex. Slipped on the condom, fucked around and dropped the bomb, son.
Let me tell you what really, what a bitch really is. I once knew this brother who I thought was cool with me. Chilled out together, even went to school with me. Fly nigga, my ace boom coon. We used to low ride together, shot dice in the back. You want trouble? Well, trouble you found. Cause we dish you, then ish you, the critical beatdown. He needed money, I would always come through. Needed a car, he could use mine too. But bust this, out on the street, people say he was riffing. Calling me a sucker, talking about how foul I'm living. Someone heard him popping that shit last week. Fronting for some pussy from some big butt freak. Saying I'm his work, I was on his dick. Talking that crazy old weak ass shit. And after all of that, she still walked away. How you gonna dish your boy to get some play? And when I stepped to him about it, he said, who snitched? Yo, how did he go out?
He went out like a bitch.
So ladies, we just ain't talking about you, cause some of y'all niggas is bitches too. Brother named Mitch, stone player. He meet a girl in 5 minutes, he lay her. Truck crazy, jewels, hands smothered in ice. Been to prison not once but twice. Kept a stupid thick posse made of thugs and crooks and hoods. And vet hustlers that were up to no good. But they all stood behind him and watched his back. That's the only way to roll on the track. But yo, Mitch got rushed by the feds last week. They snatched by the trunk of his white Cornice. Took a look inside and what did they see? Two keys and a gallon of PCP. Oh shit, the thought crashed Mitch is subliminal. Three strikes, that's called habitual criminal. So instead of going under, he snitched on his whole posse. Maxed at the crib and sipped martini and Rossi. Sold out his whole crew, that rat named Mitch. Yo, how did he go out?
He went out like a bitch!
So ladies, we just ain't talking about you, cause some of y'all niggas is bitches too. Never that fly. Couldn't act cool even when he tried. When we played rough, he always cried. When he told stories, he always lied. I black brother who was missing the cool part. He had the color but was missing the true heart. When we would fight, he would always go down quick. So he took karate and he still got his ass kicked. But now he's married and he kicks his wife's ass. Says it comes from problems that he had in the past. Doesn't like blacks, claims he's upper class. Joined the police, got himself a badge. Now he rolls the streets and he's out the jack. Dogging young brothers cause they usually don't fight back. Got a white partner and he asked for that. And every night another head they crack. So now he's big man, but he really ain't shit. Yeah, how did he go out?
He went out like a bitch.
So ladies, we just ain't talking about you, cause a lot of these pigs are bitches too. One night with my crew and some new kid. I didn't know homeboy, but Evil E did. So I thought he was cool, we rode in his ride. Rag top tray on Dayton's, lifted side to side. We hit the party deep, niggas was hawking me. You could feel the vibe of thick artillery. Parliament was on some OG shit. I put my back to the wall and felt my pistol grip. All of a sudden, niggas start tripping, flipping. The record starts skipping, wilding. Fools start loking up. Gats crack, the room starts smoking up. Me and he hit the floor and then the back door. My boys let off an automatic encore. But when we made it out to the ride, it was gone. We had to shoot it out side by side. Punk left us there to die in a ditch. Yeah, how did he go out?
He went out like a bitch.
So ladies, we just ain't talking about you, cause you scary ass niggas is bitches too. So if you're wondering why we looking at you funny, it's because
some of you niggas are bitches too.
You always tell a brother you're gonna loan him money, but you don't, cause
some of you niggas are bitches too.
Yo, lad, you know why they be frontin'? I'ma tell you why, cause
some of you niggas are bitches too.
You act like you can fight, but when it's a real fight, you find out that
some of you niggas are bitches too.
Yo, I'ma do it ice, I'ma do it ice. No, you ain't, man, no, you ain't, cause
some of you niggas are bitches too.
A brother think he's got backup, but he really don't. You know why?
Some of you niggas are bitches too.
I wouldn't even hit you with my fist. I'd have smacked the shit out of you, cuz
some of you niggas are bitches too.
I know the real brothers.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. As always, you can make sure to hit the show up. You can hit us up on our different social media outlets. You got hit the show up. Email us at mm@dubcnn.com. Follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. Instagram is Microphone Masters. Facebook, it's Microphone Masters Radio. You know, the hit us up to all the hosts. J Love is at Javon Love. Rich Nix is at Rich Nix. Star Saxon is at Star Saxon. That's StarSaxon. Blaze Rock is at Is That Blaze Rock. So, you know, before on the behind the scenes things, before my technology starts to go crazy again, fellas, let me know what y'all burning on before we head out of this episode.
Super Bowl.
What do you got?
Super Bowl. Super Bowl. I'm honestly going with the Seahawks. I believe in their defense. I also believe in my man Marshawn Lynch. You know, on top of that, I know my man Jake from LA. Super Bowl has this whole area on absolute swole. Everything is packed. Traffic is crazy. Everything is everything, and everything is everywhere. So, I mean, you know, it's a good deal. Seahawks. I don't think it's going to be no blowout or nothing crazy like it was last year against Denver. But I think Seahawks.
Okay, man. As for me, let me just leave a message out there to all the listeners, man. Don't do drugs, man. I'm picking up TMZ, and it's for Bobby Brown's daughter. Bobby Christina's face down in the tub. They're saying she probably going to have, like, brain damage. Her life's never going to be the same. She's in a medically induced coma. How the hell are you going to go out the exact same way as your mom's? Like, if her death meant something, it should be, like, don't do drugs. Yet you're still doing the fucking product, and you find yourself face down in the tub just like your mom. That shit was like a head shaker, dude. Like, I don't even understand it. I just don't even understand it. So, I mess with all the kids and the grown folks out there, man. Just don't do drugs. It's not a good thing. Now, if you want to, like, smoke a blunt every now and then, I would just, like, wink at you. But stay off the hard shit, dude. Like, stay off the hard shit.
So before we head out of here, I just want to congratulate Blaze Rock. He ran his first 5K today. I had a couple under my belt, so I'm looking forward to the third one if I can get my Achilles to act right. So before we head out of here, on behalf of Blaze Rock, on behalf of Star Saxon, on behalf of Rich Nix, I am Jay Love, and you have been listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So you can...
Well, we're the freaks of the industry. My man Money B.
Oh, my mellow shot.
The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G.
Well, they say that birds do it, bees do it.
Do it.
Time to freak, Money B gets to it. Not a heavyweight, but I go 12 rounds with a jab and a stick. I'm going lick for lick, so give me the helmet, I'll be the stunt man. Just relax, and I won't front like Anita. I'm giving you the best that I got, and I'll be taking it slow. Never missing a spot,
yes.
Caressing your back with chest to chest, she kissing on my freckles. I nibble around your ears before I suck up on your neck.
Oh, Money B.
Yeah, that's what you'll be screaming and creaming. But it's not a wet dream, it's the real. The freaky dog, Doc Nasty. Never letting the kitty cat get past me without picking it up, petting, teasing it, taking it on home and pleasing it.
Cause we're the freaks of the industry. You's a freak, Money B.
Got that shot, G.
The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. Say you're G-ing.
G-ing?
Nobody else is seeing. And the freak that you're with is in front of you, bending over naked and she's leaning on the dresser.
Booyah.
You're looking at her from the rear.
Yeah.
She looks just like Vanessa.
The right stuff.
Not Vanessa with the singing career, but the X-rated video queen. Know what I mean? Alright, here's the scene. You're lying on your back with your head on the edge of the bed. The booty's 2 feet from your head. Should you A, take the time to find a condom? B, you walk right over and you pound them. C, tell her that you want her love? Well, the answer is D.
D.
All of the above, so you're freaking.
Freak.
The furniture's squeaking.
Squeaking.
She's tweaking, saying that she's weak in the knees. Cheek to cheek and pound for pound. You're taxing it and waxing it and working it around till her booty starts making that clapping sound. Which is cool, but your friends are chilling in the other room. The clapping's getting louder. You don't want them to clown you. In this situation, what do you do?
What?
A, you're plain and simply back up off her. B, you hit it just a little bit softer. C, you take it out and put it in her butt. Well, D is what I do, so you'll listen up. I put a towel on the floor by the 2-inch gap under the door. Now they can't see me anymore. Check the lock so they can't clock, but they can listen. There'll be no barging in and there'll be no dissing.
Dissing.
Get back to my mission. Break out the whipped cream and the cherries. Then I go through all the fly positions. My head under her leg, under my arm, under her toe. She says, I like it when you scream, baby, let yourself go. I hit it and split it, lick it and quit it. After the ride, put my clothes on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak.
Cause we're the freaks of the industry.
Yo, you worse, Money B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. You know what, man? You's a freak. I seen you with that girl at the hotel after that show last week.
What about that time out there in the park?
Wish. Don't tell nobody. It's like this. Now if there's a cure for this, we don't want it. We'll run from it. And if there's a remedy, we don't need it. We just eat it.